Lori Anderson of the RTR Truth Media Group. Don't forget to visit Tom on his daytime show, 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded has changed times. And I'm glad you are joining me tonight. I have some interesting information, as well as, you know, I usually like to keep you up to date on drills that are coming out so that you're informed and mainstream media doesn't fool you into believing that these are real things that are going on. So as I've covered on many different occasions about mastering the human domain, and Lieutenant General Keith Walker noted, quote, "The rising velocity of human interaction through the internet and social media makes influencing human behavior the centerpiece of military strategy." Now, that's out of the USAWC document, which I've tried to help educate you on many different times. Much like the seventh warfighting function with Army doctrine, the human domain proposal creates conditions within doctrine to ensure that human who inhabits the operational environment in which the military and interagency operates is considered deliberate consideration of factors within the human domain will assist in planning for campaigns, consequence management during operations, and post-offensive operations planning, specifically ensuring that we are not surprised by a populist's counteraction to our efforts. And on many different occasions, I have covered that this goes on within the United States of America as well as on the outside of the United States of America. So some interesting tidbit of information that I found. I'm not only going to expose to you some drills that are happening as we speak, but also some upcoming drills, but also the name of the place hiring if you would like to get a job there as a crisis actor or, quote unquote, a role player, if you will. So, if you do decide to be hired by this company to do this role-playing, please keep your eyes open and keep our telephone number so you can inform us what is going on. Years ago, I know quite a few individuals did that, infiltrated, and got the real information about what was going on the inside. So, Human Domain Solutions, LLC. I'm not sure if you have ever heard of that company, but isn't that a kind of a tragic irony as to their name? Right. So about this company, it is a Virginia-based service, disabled veteran-owned small business. It is a certified HubZone company. The company promise. HDS aims to do it right the first time for our clients while making certain there is no duplication of effort. Our clients' risk is mitigated by presenting a no-cost assessment of available alternatives. What's more is HDS provides proven innovative solutions to problems resulting in positive mission impact. No matter the requirement, HDS makes certain to fulfill each of our clients' unique needs utilizing our well-recognized professional expertise. The company focus, capabilities, and leadership. HDS specializes in professional services, consulting, staffing, national security role-playing, and training in core areas of the human domain. Foreign area officer and specialist FAO programs, human-derived intelligence, language, region, and culture, security assistance and building partnership capability, disaster preparedness and response, and support to special operations forces. The HDS founder and managing director is Kurt M. Marissa, Colonel U.S. Air Force retired, a career intelligence and international affairs officer, and recognized operational and academic expert in the areas of CI, human intel, FAO activities, LRC, foreign military sales, and foreign material acquisitions. He is a federal language consultant with a National Language Service Corps. Since 2009, he has served as president of the Foreign Area Officer Association, the nonprofit professional association for FAOs, defense attachés, and other Department of Defense international affairs specialists. Now, I am glad that we have veterans and disabled veterans having jobs. However, once again, this goes right back to that mastering the human domain and building a business out of it. Well, we can't exactly fault him for taking a smart advantage of a need, a service that is needed. However, I'm going to dig a little bit more and tell you a little bit more about this, and then I'm going to tell you when the drills are. And I will also leave links, of course, underneath the show below so that you can access where to apply and how much you can get paid in order to expose this stuff. So, the human-derived intelligence, or the HDI, as it is known, according to Human Domain Solutions. The HDI capabilities are designed to help your organization strengthen human-derived intelligence collection, analysis, and tasking. Making a strategic investment in an HDI capability with standardized practices will enhance field intelligence tools and provide a strong basis for success no matter what the operation. HDS HDI support will improve situational awareness and facilitate deeper insight into your area of operation. Kind of makes you wonder why they're hiring people to do things all across the United States of America, doesn't it? So the list is human intelligence support, counterintelligence support, human domain interpretation, CI and human intelligence training, open source intelligence, human terrain analysis, document and media exploitation. You will have all these links. So the foreign area specialists, it says, the HDS FAS solutions are built on a foundation of knowledge and experience, leader engagement, current role players, security cooperation, education and training, cross-cultural negotiations, security assistance training, security assistance advising, international military education and training, humanitarian affairs program support, foreign military acquisition, foreign military exploitation, foreign counterpart visits, and military-to-military programs. Then you have the Special Operations Forces, part of the Human Domain Solutions. And what it states on that, as you remember, we'll do a little bit of a flashback when I've discussed Mastering the Human Domain out of the USAWC and the connection with RAND Corporation and the different things that we've discussed ever since we began with the Jade Helm 15. I've said over and over again, the most dangerous part was mastering the human domain. Well, it is clear that mastering the human domain is being utilized inside the United States of America, and it is imperative that we not only understand that that is going on, but we connect those dots so that reality can sink in, so we are prepared and we don't panic when crisis actors or role players are hired to do certain things. So under the Special Operations Forces, the Human Domain Solutions LLC states, HDS training gives operators a unique understanding of underlying complexes of the human domain. Achieving success in a future full of uncertain operating environments comes down to understanding, influencing, and countering movements before they escalate. Anticipating human factors and surprise and strategies and, war is not a new idea. HDS agrees that people and culture are key to making sense of today's conflict, and as such, has a streamlined program that allows Special Operations Forces to own their own environment by being aware of its nuisances. How interesting. The nuisances, as you will. So why did I bring all this back up? Because I found that the Human Domain Solutions LLC is hiring actors, casualty role players known as CRPs, or what other people call crisis actors. And this was what was posted on their board, Role Players Registration, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Human Domain Solutions LLC, Region 1, Homeland Response Force, or R1, HRF, New England, K-Bine Enhanced Response Force Package, External Evaluation, Joint Base Cape Cod, Massachusetts, May the 15th through the 16th, 2018. Human Domain Solutions LLC is seeking casualty role players to participate in an R1 HRF National Guard training exercise on May 15, 2018, which was, of course, yesterday, and New England CERFP on May 16, which, of course, today. The training exercise will simulate an emergency response to a man-made or natural disaster, including a structural collapse and or nuclear, biological, or chemical incident. CRPs will go through triage, decontamination, and medical treatment at least 3 times during each day of the exercise. CRPs will be provided cutaway prop clothing. Eligibility, there's no security clearance requirement. It is open to all, but criminal background checks and U.S. employment eligibility checks will be accomplished. All personnel must have appropriate ID and be without a criminal background. IDs are scanned by security personnel, and persons with felony convictions will not be allowed on site. Priority will be given to those with previous experience with role-playing, acting, military, and or first responder disaster response experience. We also look for diversity among our CRPs, including gender, ethnicity, age, body type, disability, and foreign language ability. American Sign Language speakers are also highly desired due to a potentially strenuous decontamination process and a varying outside temperature. CRPs may not have life-threatening or serious medical conditions. It's an excellent opportunity to give back and show appreciation for these brave men and women of the National Guard. Individuals who have participated in past disaster response exercises have found it very rewarding. You support this important national and community service, and you get paid, that they put that in all caps, and have fun in all caps while doing so. By signing up for the support, role players agree to the possibility of random drug testing. Pay for the exercise ranges from $120 to $250. Exercise hours are approximately 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with arrival at 6:45 a.m. Meal, snacks, and water and soft drinks will also be provided. Now, this is not the only drill they are hiring for, which, of course, that was yesterday and today. That is over with now. However, they also have another one coming up. They're now hiring role players. I want to backtrack that on March 25th, they had also hired role players for the Hawaii National Guard exercise on March 25th. But they're now also hiring role players. They posted that they are Human Domains hiring role players at Camp Ravina for Ohio National Guard training exercise, so in Ohio, May 19th and 20th. So for more information on that, you can go to work4hds.com/Ohio. I will also have the links in the description underneath the show below. So it's important that we realize these drills are going on, not because they will definitely turn into a false flag, but how many times have we seen drills go live? And even when they don't, how many times have we seen mainstream media portray them as if it was something that really happened, when in reality, they were using drill video footage and then only had to end up redacting, saying, oops, no, it was just a drill. So I wanted to make you aware of these drills that are going on. Check out that site. And I find it very ironic that it's called Human Domain Solutions. And a lot of the wording that is in there about us and the different things is the same wording coming out of USAWC and the different documents that I have shared with you in the past over mastering the human domain. Now, I wanted to say that there is some really interesting information coming out of California, and I don't know if you have heard this, and many of you do remember Gary Galino, also known as Grindall 61. Now, he's been on our show many different times, and he gets some very good footage because he goes to the city council meetings and has been standing up against the sanctuary cities for a very long time, as well as the corruption, not just sanctuary issues. So Gary Galino, he obtained that great footage of some very strong Black Americans standing up and speaking out against the California sanctuary state. And this footage comes out of Santa Clarita, which is located in L.A. County. There was a vote that was scheduled on May the 8th, and this footage, this clip, comes from May the 8th, of course, 2018. And I want you to hear how these amazing individuals stood up and spoke out, and it is so refreshing to see what these amazing individuals said, because that evening there was a vote that was going to happen by the Santa Clarita City Council. Mike, if you would, please play LB1.
Hello. I apologize that I don't have much voice.
Speak up. Your message be heard.
So we've been talking a lot about SB 54. Let's put aside the emotion, the pandering, the false sadness and outrage of racism, blah, blah, frickin' blah. And let's focus on the actual facts here. It has nothing at all. And again, I apologize that I sound like a frog, but I've been fighting for this, and I've been having to tell some people off. And it's caught my voice. But let's talk about the facts here, people. Nothing to do with race. I am a Black woman. I am what you call an African American. And a daughter of immigrants, a granddaughter of immigrants. Not from Mexico, but from the islands. From St. Croix. where they couldn't just walk across the border, whistling Dixie as they did, violating our Constitution, raping our Constitution, and in many cases, raping our people. The black community is most adversely affected by illegal alien activity. Because when these people, and I don't care if they're Swedish, Mexican, Nigerian, Nicaraguan, Arab, I don't care. When you come here illegally, they don't get trucked into Brentwood. They don't get trucked into Beverly Hills. Hell, they only get trucked into the fairly modest upper class suburb where I live. They get trucked into Watts. Here in California and SoCal, they get trucked into the streets of Crenshaw, the jungles, East LA. A lot of black people don't have the privilege that I have. A lot of black people are already suffering academically. Thus, they suffer economically. Thus, they suffer in immense, abject poverty and crime. Their schools are beyond a disgrace already. They are highly more likely to drop out. And when those schools get pumped with illegal aliens, they're even more likely to drop out. School books, textbooks have to then be money spent to translate them in Spanish because the illegal alien minors cannot speak the King's English. I, as an American citizen, born and raised in Los Angeles, cannot get a job if I want something different than what I do, which is fight for American people. I have to learn two languages, specifically Spanish, in my own country. You tell me how that's fair. Not to mention, we've talked about how it's racist. We're splitting up families. Well, several of my fellow patriots have already mentioned that the permanent split up of mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, who cannot just cross the border and go visit their families deported, they gotta go to the grave. You tell me how that's fair. Before you lose your family, you gotta...
This is degenerating.
Can you hear me okay? Yes, this is Kathy Robinson. I'm so grateful to be here today. I am a native Californian. I've lived here all my life. I feel that I'm very blessed. I'm happy to be an American. I just want to say I'm not for the sanctuary law.
Speak up.
Because to be for the sanctuary law means that you support lawlessness. The double standard that we have, so me as an African-American woman, if I'm stopped and I get a ticket, or I'm supposed to go to jail, I'm going to go to jail. But the person that's an illegal alien, they're going to get off. So I'm against that. I'm against the rape. I'm against the lost jobs that we have because of illegal immigrants, illegal aliens that are here. And the flip side of that is that we have so much homelessness. If you go downtown L.A., Los Angeles Street, you'll see how many people, American people, are in the streets because of this. I hate the disrespect that so many leftists have against our government, against our laws. I hate that. What I am for is to enforcing our laws. I'm for the wall. I'm for legal immigration. And then Americans are dreamers too. We have dreams too. Because of the illegal aliens that are here, our dreams are going to them and less to us. Another thing, I want to just address the racism. That word, what does that mean? You guys don't know what racism means. I know what it means. I'm African American. My family members were slaves back in the day. We came here, we were brought here not by our own will. We have citizenship. We have every right to be here. If you guys want to be here in our country, come the way that you should come. Come the right way. Become citizens. We're not saying you shouldn't be here. But you know what? Guess what? Guess what? We're paying for welfare, for Section 8. You're costing us our jobs. We're paying for you. We're losing so much money. Come the right way. You are not entitled to be here. And if you love your flag so much, you know, get out of the country. We don't want you here. Respect Americans. This is America. This is our home. This is our country.
So, good morning. My name is Evelyn Robinson. I prepared a statement for you. I am opposed to SB 54. It is unconstitutional. SB 54 is unconstitutional. It's illegal, it's criminal, and it's detrimental to California citizens and to the United States of America. Corrupt politicians like Kevin DeLeon, Javier Becerra, Jerry Brown, and many other politicians have no right to enact this illegal bill here in the state of California. Therefore, we the people of America will not stand with the state of California, and we ask all cities and all communities leaders to do the right thing for our state and to fight to rescind this unconstitutional and anti-American bill. Yes. It is discriminatory. It's a discriminatory law, and it's discriminatory to American citizens. Exactly. We are being hurt. Yes. We are tired of being overlooked by our government. Yes. That no longer work for the American interests of the people, but for those that are not American of American heritage. I was born in California. My parents were born in California. Their parents were born in the United States, and so on and so forth. We are citizens regardless of the color of our skin. We fight for our flag. My dad served in the Korean War. We grew up very patriotic. We do not have hate in our heart. My sister, her husband is from Ecuador. Her kids are biracial. And we grew up in this state to learn to love every single individual, whether you're white, black, Latino. We all grew up together. And what I would like to say is people want to throw blacks up with illegal immigration. But yes. Guess what? Blacks are citizens. We speak one language. Amen. We have one unity to this country. We have no other country. Many of us have never been to Africa. We only speak English. And we want to be acknowledged as a pro-American. Someone that is shown to love our country. That's all I want to say. Thank you for your time. And God bless you. God bless America. And God bless you. Trump.
Yeah. Good evening.
Thank you,
Councilman. Thank you for the opportunity to address you on this issue. I am opposed to SB 54, and I would urge the council to go on record in favor of what the federal government is asking us to do, and join the other cities that also plead that way. The primary reason that I agree with this is that I believe in law, rule of law, and constitution. I believe in also doing morally what is the right thing to do. And I believe that our legislature and our governor and other officials should do the same. When sheriffs and government officials take an oath, they pledge to obey the rules of the law of the land, not just wherever their city is. For California to go against the federal government the way it's doing, it's unlawful. And I'm urging that we opt out or support the federal government stand in this. There's a lot of things going on about fake news about the statistics with the crime. I've been to several meetings with candidates for sheriff, and the reports that I get do not agree with that. And if you look at what happened to Kate Steinle, mm-hmm. and other citizens across the land, you bring in drunk drivers, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm a second generation here. My grandfather came from Barbados, Trinidad. On the other side, my grandparents came from Montserrat. They came through Panama. They came illegally. I lived in New Orleans. I'm from Boston originally, and we know of the dealings with the Irish and the other people that came in. Many of these people came in, the husband came first to get work, brought the family later. So this issue of separating families is, you know, why should other people get a privilege that many of us who came to this land did not get?
All right, and on that note, we'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors, continuing with what is going on in L.A. County.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Everyone, and welcome back. I'm your host, Lori Anderson, with RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded. I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we are now covering the information coming out of Santa Clarita, California, LA County. And as you know, Gary Galino, he has been a guest of ours many times. He's also known as Grindall 61 on YouTube, Facebook, and he is also on Google. But I have some exciting news after we cover this sanctuary city situation. I have some really great news for what Gary is going to be up to in June. And I am really proud that that he has made this happen and that the individuals asked him to be there. That's a surprise for later after the show. Let's continue to hear from these very strong Black American patriots speaking out against the lawlessness that is going on in the state of California. Mike, if you would, please continue to play that clip.
We came in the right way, and that's the way everybody should come in, and they should contribute to our society. So I urge you to support the law of the land and support what biblically should be done. We open with prayer, and those are two things I support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. As someone who happens to be a first-generation U.S. citizen, bilingual, Spanish and English, the son of Spanish-speaking immigrants, and a public speaker about diversity and inclusion at Fortune 100 companies around the world, I can clearly state that this discussion is not, nor should be, about race, DACA, immigration, whether legal or illegal immigration, but it should be about secession, the rule of law, and the fact that U.S. federal law is the law of the land. Respectfully, despite the views of several people, including aspiring politicians to city council, I am in support of the proposed resolution, as I believe the city of Santa Clarita would be exercising the very will of the people, protecting our rights as citizens of these United States against the backdrop of overzealous state politicians willing to subvert the very document that grants us this liberty and freedom to assemble today to discuss this very matter, the U.S. Constitution. The basic premise that the state of California can subvert the laws of these United States is extremely dangerous and foolhardy. We must recognize that in regards to federal law, in this specific case, immigration law, and the execution and enforcement thereof, the United States Constitution has preserved those rights to the U.S. federal government and not to the states. Under our federal system, as many people have already quoted, the Supremacy Clause, which is part of Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, is the cornerstone of our dear Constitution. And it clearly states, this Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made of which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Further, James Madison, one of our founding fathers, in the Federalist Papers number 44 wrote, "The power to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into the execution the foregoing powers, and all of the other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States, or any department of officer thereof." So rightly or wrongly, and regardless of our personal opinions and desires, time and again, the United States Supreme Court has ruled that U.S. federal law is supreme. And today, as this foolhardy effort is being made by the state of California, the Supreme Court will, if this case should reach its doors, rule in favor of the U.S. federal government.
That's right.
All right, so you have heard some really strong individuals speaking out to the city council located in Santa Clarita in L.A. County in California. So what I wanted to share with you now is I wanted to share with you the response of the Santa Clarita City Council, their responses and their vote of whether they will or will not support the unlawfulness of the state of California. Mike, if you would please play LB2.
Exactly. To join me and moving forward with the meeting's brief in support of the U.S. And I'm going to also ask an additional aspect of it. That will automatically include that it can be stopped if the meeting's brief is not well through. But that's the resolution, which is very well constructed. also, in conjunction with moving forward with the amicus brief, that we prepare an appropriate supplementary and send a copy of the resolution. It shall be sent to the governor. It shall be sent to the attorney general.
Yes.
It shall be sent to both houses of the state of California, the state assembly, and the Senate, every member. And nothing else, ladies and gentlemen. It tells Sacramento, well, there's one town in this state that doesn't go along with it.
Thank you.
We're in America first.
I'm a native, and I love my state, and I love my country.
Yes.
And I also have been around the world, and I've seen a lot of really bad things. I've seen some horrible things. I visited Auschwitz for a day, and I had thought my mother had taught me everything there was to know, and found out I just don't know, and I can really understand a lot of people's fear and why they leave and run and try to get away. You only have to see something like that once and you come back different. I want America to be strong. To be strong, you're just going to have to find some compromise and stop fighting with each other. You really got to start caring about each other. I mean, I'm going to preach at you. You did a good job. I mean, it's hard to keep all the emotion. It's hard. But this discussion we're having here tonight belonged in Washington, D.C.
Yes,
it did not belong before a city council. This is a generalized city that has no hope of any impact on how any of this is handled. But we are here to make some policy and at least let those thoughts be known. So from going through 7 or 8 hours of this, I think it's important to do that. Washington's where it belongs. They have failed at bringing immigration policy to something rational in the 21st century.
They should enforce
everybody that. Has a lot of concerns. There's a lot of things that need to be corrected. We're not dealing here with the laborers, the DACA, the dreamers. We're not dealing with any of that. All we're dealing with is what happens when criminals are coming out of jail, and are they going to be allowed to have ICE know that they are coming out? And that is all we are doing.
That's it.
And I can't believe that we are strong in restricting our law enforcement from talking to other law enforcement, the law enforcement and immigration that is supposed to protect us.
Crazy.
I can't believe that that is a smart thing. Our greatest concern at all times, is keeping you safe.
Yes.
There is nothing that's going to be okay in your life if you're not safe. And I can't believe that anyone on any side of this issue believes or wants criminals to harm their friends or their family, and I don't care where you come from or who you are or what your race is. I can't believe anybody wants that. And we've lost some deputies in this valley. David March was one of them, and he's a wonderful man. Limiting law enforcement from agency to agency is a mistake. They need to communicate, and they need to be able to work freely. They can't right now. And the one thing I know is America will not survive with 50 states with 50 different policies.
Right.
Will not survive. So I strongly believe that immigration needs to be repaired and made rational and made fluid so that there is ability to have good dialogue. It won't happen here, but it needs to happen in D.C., and we all need to ask across the nation our legislators to find civil discourse, to have a discussion that's for the greater good of the American people. It needs to happen. Here tonight, I think there were a lot of good points made by everybody. And I can hear the frustration, I can hear the fear, I can hear the anger, and it's built up over decades.
Yep.
It has, and I understand that. And I have great empathy for some of the people that are caught in the web and in a system that is not working. I have great empathy, but we are a city that believes in keeping it safe. And we believe, we all took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States. We took that oath to defend our country.
Yes.
And I believe that we need to do that.
Thank you.
We need to do that. So I would like to end my comments with, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah.
I'm proud that we can have these discussions. I'm proud that we can have differences of opinion, and that we can do it in a civilized manner. Maybe a little loud, maybe a little over the top at times, but we have a civilized conversation. Now, if we can just send off messages that this needs to happen at a higher level where some good can come out of it, that would be my greatest hope. So those are my thoughts, Council. I don't think there's anything clearer from everything from our forefathers in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, than America was to stay united. It's these United States we were to stay together.
Amen.
We cannot break apart.
Nope.
We have to stay united.
Yes.
We need to push back.
Yes, my motion is that we do move forward with our meeting brief when the time is appropriate. And
we need to push back.
United States lawsuit against the state of California, and furthermore that we get a copy of the resolution with an appropriate cover letter attached to it and send it directly to Governor Brown and to our state attorney general and to the full Senate and the full assembly of the state of California. Okay, a second? Yes.
We have a motion by Councilman Keller, a second by Councilman Miranda, and any other comments? Other comments? I guess we'll have roll call.
Councilmember Miranda?
Yes.
Councilmember Smyth?
Aye.
Councilmember Keller?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem McLean?
Yes.
Mayor West?
Aye.
And you have just heard the first county in L.A. County to pass backing the U.S. Constitution and against the sanctuary city.
Yeehaw!
Welcome, Tom. Welcome, Tom.
I couldn't resist tuning into this. Oh,
absolutely. And here's some exciting news, Tom. Guess who has been asked to speak at the Red Pill Expo coming up?
Who's that?
Grindel, Gary Galino. Yes. So I wanted to let everybody know about that. I'm so excited about that. So the Red Pill Expo, which of course was begun by G. Edward Griffin.
Yep.
And
who was very, very, we were honored to have him on our show, even though you kept dropping off. That was so... I felt really bad about that because it was such a wonderful interview, and it was taking place in a rather rough location. But we were so happy to have G. Edward Griffin on.
He's an amazing man. Yes, definitely.
Yes, and I sent him several emails about Gary Galino, and I'm so happy to see that. That Gary is part of the Red Pill Expo. And also, I just wanted to mention, folks, all of you that tune into RBN know that I switched time slots earlier in the day. And as you've noticed, Lori has maintained this slot here. And Lori, I just wanted to say to you that from the time that you were writing for Freedom Outpost to the time that you joined us at Resurrect the Republic and became a greater effort of RTR Truth Media, your research, your documentation is just so spot on. And I really, it warms my heart to hear you broadcasting your own show. I don't want to take the mic from you, but to say to you that I am so proud of you and so happy to have you as a part of the team, because that's what RTR Truth Media is about a team of truth. And I just wanted to say to you, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you, Tom. you know, I don't mind, as you know, I enjoy getting the truth out to people. And so after we get back, after a couple of words from our sponsors, I'm going to give some information on who's going to be speaking at the Red Pill Expo. And then I have some really good information, Tom, and you're going to love the next topic.
All right.
I'm glad you could join me tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's our time to take a stand. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
There's a call across this land. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
We were a city on a hill, a candle in the dark. It started long ago. Now we have come so far.
Welcome back. I am am your host, Lori Anderson of RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded. Joined, thank the Lord, with Thomas Lacovera Stewart tonight. He got to join me on the evening show, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the exciting news, Tom, of Gary Gallino is going to be a speaker at the Red Pill Expo.
God, so, I love Gary.
Love him. Isn't he amazing? Oh. He's amazing. And he has been through it for the cause. He has.
You know, it just goes to show you how one person can have such a big, big difference. He can affect such a big difference out there. And the information that Gary puts out is just, it's amazing. He's an inspiration.
He is. I love having him on the show when we have him on the show. To let you know about the Red Pill Expo, everyone, some of the new listeners may not be aware of what it is. It's going to be held Spokane, Washington, June 21st through the 23rd. And if you want and you want to purchase tickets, if you want 15% discount, type in Gallino. And that's Gary's last name. And I will have the link to it, as well as the correct spelling, which is G-I-L-E-N-O, and you can get a 15% discount on your tickets. So what they're covering this year, of course, their goal, as you know, Tom, is their highly acclaimed speakers will help to break free from the avalanche of propaganda, fake news, and outright deception, and embrace reality for a better life. I'm reading right off their site so that you all can know exactly. And the big picture, of course, is you're going to hear from leading experts in healthcare, finance, climate science, globalization, and politics in one of the most beautiful, clear-headed areas in the nation. You're going to love some of the people speaking this year, Tom. No, knowledge without action is pointless. Isn't that so true? This year they're going to focus on giving you strategies and tools and teaching you how to push back in your own local communities. Gary's perfect for this expo. People, I don't know if you've heard this yet, that the Real Red Pill Expo has also been selected for the world premiere of Lavoie Dead Man Talking. Did you know that?
I was aware. I have to admit that I've been kind of keeping in communication
with
Jeanette Finnicum. I was supposed to call her the other day, and it just got disturbed, and Ryan Bundy was supposed to we were supposed to interview, and he got wrapped up with his kids. But I am very aware of that, and I know that Jeanette's going to be there, which is something that I'm really excited about.
She is, and Thursday evening, June 21st, is going to the story is going to debut at the opening ceremony on Thursday evening, June 21st. So we'll be right back after a couple words from our sponsors, and then we're going to let you know who's going to be at the Red Pill Expo to speak.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.